By nature, it's not invisible. It's invisible to you. There are people who will see it open just like that. They look at someone, the poor guy is carrying so many stuff. It's quite obvious. You cannot know it because you are the creator and you are in it. Somebody from out will see it. And it goes to the story of Abu Lahab. You know that it's a part of Quranic version thing like that. That the guy will be called the fellow who is carrying the wood to burn everything. He says, there was no really wood over there and stuff. But that Ahmed, supposedly is Muhammad. But he could see it because it was visible that the fellow is in trouble. That's how it is. So, when you don't see it, do not declare it invisible. There are people who could see it and they could warn you. Yeah.
The prayer, the benediction, that I may be delivered and that I may escape from this hidden chain. He who sees these signs clearly, how should not he know the damned from the blessed?
But is he going around and talking about it? He knows, but he will cover it up, because if there was no cover-up, what would happen? We would all be dead centuries ago. The humanity was finished. There are times for us. This, all these tests that we have to pass through, these are not the tests which made to refuse us. These are the tests that will improve and enable us to go further and further. Therefore, for every sin, there is a time. Because ignorance is here, is in my brain, is in my animal, wanting to do this and that and that. That's why we never talk about the past. Past is gone. And we don't know how was it. We learned something from it. It's not, it doesn't matter what did you do yesterday. And it doesn't matter what you do next year. The only thing matters is what?
Now.
For the moment that you should stand up and be accountable. Because that's all we talk about. Responsibility. So, you should know that yes, there is times given to you and there are some cover-up, somebody will see you but will not tell anything, will give you time to change. Don't think that you could keep it hidden forever. Nobody will see it. It is visible, yes?
He knows. And by command of the Almighty, he conceals, for it would not be lawful to divulge the secret of God. This discourse hath no end. That dervish, through hunger, became feeble, and his body a prisoner.
Means what? Last verse meant what? It's so simple, is it? This is what I'm talking about. This has no end. Means what? Maybe we come back to it later. I didn't finish this. I just gave you a hint here. I have something else to talk about now. This was just a hint. It's not finished. We are not finished with this. We'll talk about it later. Now let's go to the stuff I was talking about. Promising yourself something that you cannot stand on. Yes?
How the dervish who made the vow was reduced to pluck in the pears from the tree, and how God's chastisement came without delay. For 5 days the wind did not cause a single pear to drop, and on account of the fire of hunger his patience was fleeting. He espied several pears on the bough. Once more he acted with patience and restrained himself. The wind to prevail for the eating of that fruit. Hunger and weakness and the strength of destiny pull made the ascetic unfaithful to his vow.
What this did add to the story? The story is simple. The guy is silly, he's doing some silly stuff. Here he prepared the scenery. Look at it. A short paragraph. He was telling the story. He could go on. He stopped that and said, no, this point, let's stop this. And talk about what was stopping over there? The word qada, consequence. What will happen to you? The, how did he translate it? I forgot how to name it.
Okay,
Qadha.
Ordinance.
Yeah, something like that. He was talking about it that, listen, there is some stuff that very exceptional people will notice, the rest of the world will not, and will be involved with. But stop it. That we talk about later. It's too much for now. Came here, okay? Here made a short paragraph. First of all, 5 days there was no amrud. That pair by itself is something, because you will learn in the future. There is this old saying that somebody who climbs up the pear tree will see nonsenses, will have illusions. Yes, even in childhood I learned it. And they are right to say it. Because just by design, pear tree is very easy to climb up and is very easy to break all the branches. Because it's very tender tree. So they made up maybe this story for we children not to climb those trees. He will talk about it later and so on. Here, by the fruit he will bring that one. Because that's the fruit that will turn you around somehow. And there is a trick in that fruit, we'll see later. For 5 days, for these five animal senses, 5 days passes, no fruit, okay? Then he's torn apart between being patient and wanting something, hunger. No fruit will come down, even the wind. You should ask what the wind will bring the branch down to his nose to tempt him. Why? Because there is that invisible hand that tempts you. It's a part of life. Yes, it's here. That one will be activated, right? Then the fellow is being confused. So he started to say with what? The first one was hunger, which is not hunger, it's extreme hunger. Then weakness. Then the power of attraction. Right? And the last one?
Strength of destiny.
Qada. No, that power is you. Yeah. It's about hunger, weakness, the power of temptation, and yes, the cause that is going to happen, because we cannot believe that we are forming the future of existence. Yes, we are ruining the earth at the top. But universe? What? Of course there are some other stuff. That stuff included started to change this desire to forget his promise. Yes?
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
What does mokzi mean?
Mokzi for you is difficult. Mokotazi is easy to say. Somebody will say, you will say, over there, why didn't you say anything? You will say, the group ektezar nemikard. That's qaza. That's mokzi. Means something which is, how could you say it in Persian?
Appropriate.
Gee?
Appropriate.
In Persian? Oh, what a fantastic word in Persian. I didn't know that. I should remember. I'm trying to say it in Persian to make it easier. Yes, Mokzi is appropriate. Shayeste, bija. Thank you anyhow. Yes.
When he had plucked fruit from the pear tree, he became frail in his vow and promise. At the same instant, God's chastisement arrived. It opened his eye and pulled his ear.
Means what? Punishment came, pulling your ears because...
Listen.
Because you're not listening, yeah. And open the eye to see it, watch it. It's a help. It's not a punishment. This is the point in here. That there is, when we talk about that invisible factor, it's there to help, not to kill. Should I believe that this universe is against me? And I still exist. What a fantasy. Imagine this universe is against me and I'm still here. Silly. But actually, this universe is working to make it possible for me to be here. Because, why? Why the universe likes me? Because I'm a part of it. Period. That simple. This we, I'm a part of it. I'm accepted like other parts. So, nobody's against me. That hidden stuff will open the eye and tear your ear. Yes.
How the shape.
Do you think it's finished, the story? Haven't you read the story?
Yes.
We have a lot to do. This is the beginning. This was child stuff. Yes. Now.
How the shape was suspected of being in company with thieves and had his hand cut off.
Means you promised that I will not touch the fruit. Now he did. His hand should be cut. How? Now watch.
In that place, there were 20 thieves and more, dividing the things they had stolen. The prefect had been apprised by an informer. The prefect's men quickly fell upon them. He, the officer in charge, cut off on the spot the left feet and right hands of them all, and a great hubbub arose. The ascetic's hand, too, was cut off by mistake. He was about to make his foot also fall. Just in time, a very elect cavalier came up and shouted at the officer, "Look out, old dog! This is such and such a sheikh, an Abdal of God. Why have you severed his hand?" The officer rent his garment and went speaking to the prefect and gave him the information at once. The prefect came barefooted, begging pardon. "I did not know," he said. "God will bear me witness. Pray, now absolve me from this foul deed, O generous man, and the chief of the inhabitants of paradise." He, the sheikh, said, "I know the cause of this. I recognize my sin."
Okay. See what happened? Yes. Okay, we wanted to see the result, outcome, so by accident, 20 thieves are over there having fun, and the priest comes, and to begin with, they do this khalaf, means one hand and one leg. Everyone but our sheikh, exactly at the same moment that his hand was cut off, they wanted to cut the feet off. Somebody would come and say, "Oh no, don't do it," and stuff like that. This is one of those very difficult movies to make, because in that time, when that guy is cheek-to-cheek with the horse coming in, there is no time to separate the hand and the feet and choose and talk and know. Everything is silly, but we make our story like that because we want to talk about that